From Fifth Avenue in New York City, here's Michael Luton.
Teetering. That's the word. Teetering. Everybody's teetering and tattering and tottering between feeling energized and full of hope and enthusiasm for the future and, I hate to say it, complete exhaustion. You and everybody else are in the same spot. You're like a tottering old person of 103 years old, left to take care of a two-year-old, or maybe vice versa. And no wonder. We're all playing out our little soap operas against a very unstable world. No matter how often they come out on TV with good news about the economy and how things are getting better every minute, people are still losing jobs, houses are still being foreclosed on, information about corruption is constantly leaking out. So here you are trying to balance your own little life when everything still seems to be crumbling around you. And speaking of your own little life, no matter what plans you try to make, everything seems to be hanging on everything else. There are so many ifs. It's almost impossible to make a long-term commitment without sticking in a dozen caveats. The astrological reason? The sun right now is besieged. And that puts everyone in the most tentative position. You have all you can do to remain steady and on course. That's this week, all right. Walking the tightrope and trying to remember not to look down. Romance? Please. This is so not the week for it. Whether you're in a relationship or not, Venus square Saturn is especially powerful this week. And that's about loyalty, not fantasy. Of course, that's when everybody needs that feeling you get when you're sipping wine and seeing stars in somebody else's eyes. But that's not what it's going to turn out to be, at least not this week. It's about talking real and being real. Real with each other, real with everybody else, remembering that everything can be negotiated. But Jesus Christ, isn't there any good news? Good news? Of course there's good news. We're alive. That's good news. And with Jupiter in Aries now, that's the thing. As long as you're alive, you have the incredible gift of resilience to disregard all obstacles and doubt and to forge ahead and chop your way through the jungle of uncertainty, to come back fighting, to get up off the mat and live again, to kick some major ass if you have to. God bless Aries, even though some of them can be obnoxious. God bless Aries, now and forever. No kidding. Talk to you later.
You have been listening to this broadcast from the World Orbiting Astrological Observatory. This is WOAO.